you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What is up, my fellow addicts? Ralph Sutton, ESCR Show. This week, none other than Zach Wild and JD from Black Label Society. Kind of rhymes. We talk a little bit about the Pantera reunion. We talk about Ozzy, Black Label, just a general hang, and their podcast, the Wild Goose Podcast, and its intermittent recording schedule. It all goes down on this episode. If you're a fan of Zach Wild or Black Label, you could have heard this 5 days ago and commercial free at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the code SDR, get 7-day free trial and 20% off. But really, just listen anywhere you want to listen. We're just happy that you're taking some time out of your day to listen to the SDR show. Here it is right now, the Zach Wild, JD, Black Label Society, Wild Goose episode of, with Don Jameson, the SDR show.
This is the intro to the shit show. Zach, rock, and rock, and roll. This is a hit show. Show me the tit show. Please, someone walk the hall. Beat, I beat, it's hook, it's low.
It is the SDR Show, Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll Show. I am Ralph Sutton, co-hosting with me today with a newly released CD that debuted at number one. It is Don Jameson. How are you, buddy?
How did you know that information?
I just know things.
You do? God.
It's amazing how I realize things the second you tell me them before we go on air.
It smells like Jersey in here,
that's
doesn't
awesome,
it?
That's awesome, though. Father Don's, the CD just went in at number one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Congratulations.
What does that mean today, by the way? You sold 12 copies? I don't know how that works these days.
No, eight. Yeah. It's awesome.
You sold eight good ones. I bought one. That's nine.
I bought seven.
Yeah, that is crazy. Because I think we're just talking about good this. Me and Brian, your producer, were talking earlier today about what you needed to sell to have a number one album just 10 years ago versus now. Oh. You needed millions 10 years ago. Now I think 100. If you sold 50,000 records, by far number one, far and above.
Well, yeah. I mean, well 500,000 was gold, and right. 1 million records was platinum.
Yeah.
Right. But now, do they still have that quantifier? Who the fuck is selling a million records
now? I think 50 records is gold.
Yeah. These days, it's really. Wild.
I mean.
Yeah. This album went triple first day.
But triple ten. You know what I don't understand? What I don't understand is just like how you know the big stink with. You got to pay the artists and this and that mm-hmm. and yeah, yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, what people don't understand is if you're going to make a record, you still have to like, and it's amazing to me that recording studios are still even exist because we own a recording studio. We used to be able to charge $1,000 a day. I'm just saying, $1,000 a day. So, and you'd book it for 60 days. You know what I'm saying? From beginning to end, like, we're going to make the record Black Label. We'll make the record.
Grand.
And then
hold
JD.
On, let me do the math on that. Oh, yeah, that is right.
60 no,
but,
grand, Ralph.
Like, but for real, I mean, I'm saying, because JD, we'd do the record, and then you're going to need 20 days to mix it. I'm just saying, a day for a song. Right. A day and a half, you know, come in fresh the next day, like 80, mix the next song. Come in fresh the next day, tweak it, start the next song. So I'm saying that if we have 12 songs, at least 20 days to mix the record.
Right.
So we got 40, you know, to record it and write and then, you know, whatever. So I'm just saying on the safe side. So let's say it's $60,000. How can a studio even charge $1,000 a day? And then, you know, like a record company, the whole thing is, if, like,
some
how
do.
Can you, if we're, you used to be able to, of course, we could sign somebody for $500,000. You know, a baby band, this Green Day band. You know what I mean? A punk rock band. We're going to sign them or whatever because we think they're really great. We could give them $500,000 to make the right because we have that kind of money is available. But like, you know what I mean?
And also, we know that kind of money is going to come in because of the amount of popularity or just.
you know, now it's just a whole, it's a different universe. It is a different universe now, but it costs you peanuts to record something now, right? That's
what, yeah. I mean, well, no.
You need the gear, though. If you do it at home, you still need good stuff.
But at the end of the day, like even when we're making a record, I got to pay Adam, who's engineering the record for me and with me and JD when we're making Black Label albums. Mm-hmm. We got to pay Adam. I mean, I'm just saying Adam needs to get paid.
Jerk him off and call it a day? Can you do that or that doesn't?
No, but I mean, like, we're talking about.
We do that anyway.
But I mean, like, anybody that's making a record, like, let's say, even if it's the guys in the band, all right, even if you're getting pizza every day,
right?
I'm saying we're getting two large pies and we get some soda or whatever, and we're looking at, all right, there's 80 bucks. Oh, no, there's $80, almost 100 bucks in food for four guys or five guys that are there. So you're looking at. I'm just saying to feed everybody, even if we're going to Jersey Mike's and I'm getting subs for us, it's we're looking at $100 a day.
Right.
So, all right, just do the, all right, so $60, you know, 60 days, and it's $100 bucks a day.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's just food. And then I'm just saying for anybody making a normal record.
It's grand. And you got all the gear, though, because a lot of people know JD has one of the biggest rigs in the business.
Oh, yeah.
I heard that. I've heard that.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge rig. By the way,
Jersey style.
We probably should announce the fact that it's Zach Wilde and JD that we are speaking with.
Oh, that's right.
That don't happen to know. And I was thinking about this the last time you were in studio with SDR. Carmen Appice was here, or Peace, however you want to pronounce it.
Yes,
Carmen Electra was here.
Yeah, Carmine Appice.
Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
Peace, a pizza.
She
the
had
fucking
a fruit headdress on.
They all, every brother pronounced it differently.
Excellent.
But that time, we couldn't announce that you guys were going to start a podcast on the network. We kind of teased it. But then Wild Goose podcast started.
Right.
The schedule is we call it, we record whenever the fuck we want to because you guys are busy guys on tour and whatnot. But I want to say it's great having the podcast on the network. It's a beautiful thing.
I appreciate it.
Well, actually, we're not busy. I mean, the whole thing is like, Goose, you want to do a podcast? He goes, anything involving you, I'll put up on the refrigerator and we'll just leave
it. I'll get around to it.
And I'll get around to it.
On the list.
But you just recorded with Steve Vai, which is cool. That's going to be up pretty soon.
Well, Steve's nice. You know, I got to talk to him. I don't want to talk to this.
Right. I get it. Exactly. Believe me, I get it. I totally get it. And also, Zachy, we talked about it outside. You are slimming down.
Well, it's because Barb just said you better step it up a little bit, buddy boy. Yeah. Because I got plenty of choices. Yeah. The pool guy, the lawn people.
Adam.
This guy I just saw walking down the street.
Yeah.
What about him? He'll do as well.
Basically anybody but you at this point.
Yeah, you better up the ante. Yeah. Me and JD are both, you're on the put you on the refrigerator, get around to you later list.
And also, the last time I actually saw you guys was on the tour that's, I think it's still sort of in the middle of with Anthrax and Hatebreed. You're doing a European stint in that as well? Am I wrong in that?
No, we're going down to Brazil in a little bit, but we're talking about coming back out with Charlie and Scotty and Frankie and the fellas, I guess, back in, I think in February, we were talking about doing something again.
Went to see the Brooklyn show, right? Loved everything about it, except, fuck, it was hot. I don't know how you guys deal with that.
That was a hot one, though.
I don't know how you deal with that on stage. The two things I just came back.
Between that and him,
You ever see this guy sweat on stage?
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know. I was so uncomfortable. I was there with Scotty and just sitting in the seats.
It was hot.
So uncomfortable. I was like, how the fuck do you do that on stage? I don't know how
The ceiling was dripping.
Oh,
it was dripping water. It was so humid.
I don't know how you fucking deal with it.
It was a cool place, though.
A beautiful venue.
Island. It was awesome.
But it was the bummer of it all, though, did not go to Nathan's and get a hot dog.
Oh, that's
you didn't.
Too bad.
I didn't either.
Disgraciado.
It's a sad day in rock and roll. We did not hit it. I mean, I have to go back to Nathan's. Back to the just for that.
The theory is that the Nathan's hot dog tastes better in Coney Island because of that ocean air somehow flavors it differently.
Well, and the legend is also, you know, with
the war.
Guinness beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people say, there is a pub that's literally it goes straight from the factory into this little small pub that's right around here in Ireland. Mm-hmm. What is it, in Dublin?
Yeah, Dublin.
And it's just like, if you've ever had a Guinness there,
it tastes different.
It's cream of the crop because it's fresh out of the oven right there. It's like a Krispy Kreme right out of the oven.
It's the perfect breakfast.
They put a sign on cold beer now, and you know, it's ready.
Yes.
Now's the time
there
to go
you go.
Get it.
Just came in.
We're going to do that. So, the other thing I want to ask you is I just came back from Europe because I'm such a world traveler, right? And I am exhausted.
Way to crowbar that in.
I'm exhausted from just traveling four different cities. Do you, at this point, because you're doing so many shows in different cities and stuff, do you get to a point where you feel fine the next day waking up somewhere else? Because I am fucking miserable right now.
No, actually, for us, I mean, because we love touring. Hey, JD, speak for yourself. But no, I mean, for us, it's just, well, the great thing is, man. Like, I mean, we were talking about, like, what JD was saying one time, like, you know, with Oz, the schedule would be like a show, 2 days off, show, day off, show, 2 days off, show, 3 days off, whatever. I mean, it was like certain things like that.
But then in those days off, you're traveling also, though.
No. With Oz, we were just hubbing.
Okay.
So, I mean, which was great, though. I mean, I got to be honest with you. I think if any band, if you could do it like that, it's the best.
Right.
Totally.
I mean, like, even for Oz, I mean, like, even if we're taking a day off because, you know, to rest your voice and get the pipes ready for the next day, right? Even so, it's just, I love it. I mean, I would say, but at the same time, we were saying, like, even with Black Label, you know, like three in a row, day off, three in a row, day off. Because it's
great.
Not, for us, it's not bad. It's with the Doom Crew Incorporated. It's brutal on the crew after they got to do like eight in a row, 12 in a row. Because they're not, for them, the load-ins, load-outs, the long days, low sleep. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's punishing on the crew. So.
But even to you guys, now that you're, you know, we're all roughly the same age, right? I don't know. I think we're all within 5 years of each other, probably. 31. Do you feel it differently on your bones now? You have to, right? Because I am in agony from one flight. I feel like I'm going to die. And I actually was thinking about it too. Like when I saw you that night, I was like, these guys are out on tour so much. It's got to fucking hurt.
How's your bone on tour?
How's your bone?
Fine.
Yeah?
Fucking fine. Kills me.
Still works?
Still works.
Does your bone work in Europe?
I think so. No, but I mean, for me, no. I like back in the day, just getting, you know, during the berserking years and the Animal House years. Nah, I mean, between the drinking and everything like that, I never complained then. And like now, no. I mean, the running joke is always, you could be fine, and Ralph, right before we get ready, you're getting ready to do the New York City Marathon.
I'm yawning.
You're fine the whole time. Like the day before, you twist your ankle on the stairs. You say, it always has to happen. Like like Zach, why couldn't this happen 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Because then I'll be fine for the marathon. But it has to happen literally.
Totally.
Yes, you're walking in here, you fall down the stairs. I'm like going, and how did that happen? And
if
you're
I walked in and fell down the stairs, Shannon would laugh for about 25 minutes.
Well,
she's already laughing just at the thought of it.
She's laughing already.
At the thought
just
of it.
The thought.
Very hurtful.
3 days before we went on tour.
Make Shannon
three
happy.
Days before we went to Europe, I broke my foot.
Oh, broke shit,
it.
Really?
No, but we were saying it would happen to happen. Foot.
Went on tour all throughout Europe with a broken foot.
Oh, God.
No, but you were fine for 5 months at the house.
Totally.
Then I had to go, and I broke my foot right before I left.
No, it always makes sense that something like getting ready for the Super Bowl, you haven't been hurt all season.
Right.
Except 2 days before the Super Bowl, you end up, you know, something, you throw your arm back out or whatever. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You go, no, Zach, it's only the biggest game we've ever played in. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, it just
but it
happened.
Makes perfect sense.
So you dope JD up and you throw him out there on stage.
Well, that's what we always
suck
do anyway.
Don't be a pussy. Get the fuck out there.
You got him turned all the way down anyway.
No, but I just always laugh anyway because it's just like, you know, when men were men, you know, when you had Butkus and Nitschke and everybody like that. No, I mean, it's just like we're in the huddle, and it's just like, Zach, your ankle, look at the size of it. I go, well, what am I going to do? I can't complain about it. It's 4th and 1, and we got to stop them.
Well, I'm hardwired to complain about it. That's what I can't help it. I just have to complain
No, you just get out. I mean, like, I remember I had a pulled groin muscle. I remember back in when I'm playing Pop Warner, right? I barely walk. I mean, guys would be taken out of a game for this. My father was like, don't embarrass me in front of my friends.
Dad, I'm 11.
No, if I play for the New York Giants, they're taking me out. Because I'm a detriment to the team at this point. Exactly. If you can't throw.
Yeah.
I mean, if Tom Seaver's in there and we're like, Tom, can you? He's like, Zach, I'm liable to give up 3 home runs in a row because I can't even pitch right now, bro. And it's so we'll take you out.
Yeah.
I would like to point
out my father's like, don't embarrass me in front of my buddies.
Just to keep genuine to myself, I did not get one of these sports references. I'm such a puss. I know nothing about sports. Jesus. Nothing. I've heard
11 years old, and I was just like, no, you better stay out on that field.
Tom Seaver, nothing?
I know the names sound familiar, but that's about
if your soul leaves your body, you stay out on that field and either try and locate it or just don't play with one.
Right.
But you ain't coming off that field.
All right, before we go any further, if you are a fan of Delta 8, or if you're asking what Delta 8 is, either way, this ad is for you. If you're living in a state where this is legal, Delta 8, which is found in hemp, which is a majority of the states in this country, and you're over the age of 21, then have we got news for you. Delta 8 is something found in weed that can be legally shipped nationwide, and most importantly, it gets you high. Yo, Delta is potent. And in one of these states where it's legal, you can stock up on gummies and vapes, and it'll get you high all year long. As the cold months are coming, you could stay in and smoke your vapes and your gummies and all that good shit at YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, get 25% off. Once again, YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS, stock up on that Delta 8, and get 25% off with the promo code GAS. All right, let's get back into it.
Off air, we talked about this, but I really want a genuine answer. If me and Don decide to fight Zach and JD, a fight right now, we hate each other.
Right.
Who's winning this fight? I feel like it's you guys. I'm useless.
Well,
Shannon says yes to that. I feel like I would cause more damage to Don.
I'd yell very loudly.
I would tickle JD to death.
He would tickle me.
Yeah. He's very ticklish.
I feel like I bring nothing to the table.
I hit him
fight.
With a
That's
cucumber.
You bastard.
Kills me. All right, so now, a couple of things. There's a lot to talk about.
Can we just hate each other and not fight?
As soon as you guys advance on me and JD and you want to start like fighting us, and you realize that we're all jacked up on Viagra and something really funky might happen, and you go, you know what? You know what? You guys win after all, okay?
This is not the fight I signed up for, but I'm enjoying it.
Viagra and ecstasy.
What about sword fight? Who would win?
Well, there you go. That's another level of fight right there.
So meanwhile, last time you were here also, your album wasn't out yet, you know, Doom Crew Inc., which came out a couple months. What is it?
And a lot of people are glad it didn't come out. Some people are probably like, it would have been best kept not coming out.
Well, it came out, though.
The crazy thing is it's your 11th album, right? I think it's 11, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think one of the first times.
We're double digits.
Double digits.
So remember that about the Viagra remark. Continue on.
I was going back to...
He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh, my!
Blessed Hell Ride was what number? 3? Is that right?
6.
No, mm-hmm. Is it 6?
Yeah.
No.
No, what was
What's
it?
That, the record?
4 in there or something like that.
What?
4.
First
Sonic Brew, Stronger Than Death.
1919.
Then I think that was 4.
So 4. I was thinking about it. So that's
glory.
20 years ago, right? Roughly. Something like that.
Yeah, we're closing in on 25.
It's fucking crazy, 25 years.
This year.
Is it 23 years this year?
2023.
So this is going to be my segue to this. So 20 years ago, let's say roughly for that album, right? I interviewed you on your tour bus during Ozfest, I think it was roughly.
No, we talked about doing something back then.
Right.
You were like, Zach, have you ever thought about doing... I mean, this was like...
And it's 20 years took.
Out of your
it took
apartment.
That long.
Yeah, well, that was also... You came
it made
my
quite
apartment.
An impact.
Right.
That was about 12 years ago was in my apartment. When you came, because I've been that part for 12 years. It was just me and him. We couldn't tell Barbara about it. That was a secret moment between him and I.
Shh. You don't talk about it.
On the tour bus, we talked about how forever, and this is back then, which was 20 fucking years ago, that there was the rumor of you stepping in for a Pantera reunion. And you remember this, you said, no, it's not me. It's actually CeCe DeVille. And then we got into a whole discussion on CeCe DeVille playing Drag the Waters. I doubt you remember this, but...
Yes. Yeah, but I'm buddies with CeCe.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So it's crazy now that 20 years later, that now that's actually happening. It's wild to see.
Oh, CeCe's in?
No pun intended.
Yeah. CeCe's actually
yes,
in.
Yes, and it is CeCe
Drag the Water
band.
Some more.
He looks badass now, by the way.
CeCe's
he looks so, with his beard, he looks so
awesome.
So manly. It's wild to see. I didn't know he could look so manly. I have a great clip of CC on my old show on Tour Bus where he talked. I put this down as the weirdest story I've ever heard from a rock star. He fucked his family's ham before Christmas dinner, ejaculated into it, and then watched the family eat it.
What?
And never told them.
Well, they know now.
That is the craziest story I've ever heard from a rock star.
Well, I saw, here's a good one. I saw on some Instagram thing, some girl.
That's something you would do on the podcast, road, not at home.
She said she went and met her ex, went and saw her ex, let her, she goes, he banged me, then I got home to my boyfriend, she goes, and he cream pie me, and then I got back to the thing, and my boyfriend went down on me and told me I tasted great.
Oh.
And this one guy was like, he's like, that's evil to another level.
Wow, that's really rough. I can't believe she didn't shower. That's really, it's awful.
Went down and said, wow, you taste rather pungent.
You remind me of something.
Brutal. This is rather pungent. Wait, have you been eating a lot of broccoli and asparagus? I'm tasting greens.
Oh, so awful. Jesus Christ.
I can't believe JD fell for that.
I mean, I saw a porn where a guy, it was hilarious. That was in a porn because I don't know what, you know, like why we need dialogue in a porn or a scene, but it was almost like kind of like a movie in the beginning of this porn, but the same thing kind of like the ham. The guy was in a diner, and his buddy was like, hey, man, Frank, you want to get together? He goes, I got tickets to, you know, to go see the Zeppelin show or whatever. And he was just like, oh, yeah, well, I'm closing up right now. And, like, an elderly woman came in, like your grandmother, into a diner. And she was like, well, he goes, I'm sorry, man, we're closed. She goes, you're not closed until 10 o'clock. I looked up at the clock. It was like 1 to 10.
Yeah.
And he was like, but, man, he goes, I'll tell your manager. And he was like, oh, he goes, Frank, let me just see what she wants. He goes, what do you want, man? She goes, I'll take a turkey sandwich and white bread and with mayo. Read that order back to me. And he was like, okay. Well, she goes, let make it quick, right? And he's like, okay. You know, like being a real jerk to him. So he goes in the back and he's like, oh, I'll make you a sandwich for your lady, right? So he takes a turkey, starts pounding the turkey, and he cuts the meat off. Puts it on the white bread and everything like that. He goes, yeah, you want some mayo? And he's like, he's going on to the turkey. Just like that. And then all of a sudden, he just does his business all over the turkey sandwich. He's like, just like that.
That sounds very
sexy. And right after that, puts the bread on it, cuts it, makes a sandwich nice with a glass of milk.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see her, she eats the sandwich. She's like, looks at him for a second like, I've tasted that before. What is that? That's familiar. And he was like, how's the sandwich? And he goes, it's good. Now leave me alone or whatever. But I remember that was a scene in the movie, and then it just got to the rest of the...
Am I the only one with an erection right now?
Note to self, Zach watches some fucked up porn.
Yes.
And that's when I had my love for turkey.
One of the stories that didn't make it in Al Jorgensen's autobiography.
And that's what got me on the carnivore-based diet. Right there.
Ministry, he said him and his buddy were tripping on like acid or whatever. They decide to hop the gate at the zoo. And they go in there and they're like checking out these ostriches, and one's got his head in the sand. So I guess it's Al's tech. He's all, you know, tripping and shit. So he jumps over the fence and he gets in to the ostrich cage, and the ostrich got his head in the sand. So he just pulls out his mule and starts going to town on the
pounding
ostrich.
Pounding the ostrich.
Pounding the ostrich. And then the ostrich was chasing him all around the thing, and Al had to pull him back over the fence.
How many insertions do you get on an ostrich before he freaks out?
I don't know about that.
That doesn't sound real. I don't know if that's real.
I don't know.
I mean, put it this way. That's kind of like, It's kind of like
ostracizing
us being at Yankee Stadium, and you're like, "Hey Zach, let's run out on the field." And I go, "And why do we want to do that?"
Yeah. Well, we're gonna fuck.
Like, you know what?
We're
I'm sitting here. It's like why going, "Hey, let's just jump over the fence and just pound this ostrich." Yes,
what do I do?
I mean,
isn't there anything else better to do?
I have a hard
do?
Time believing that story.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe that story. Also, he had an erection
actually,
right
no,
away.
I,
is he
I
a
could,
thing for ostriches? That just seems really.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like it. I have problems with it.
I'm like, what's and the matter with you? Why are you going to the ostrich cage? The turkeys are right over here.
Yeah. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, everyone knows turkeys are the sexiest of the avian. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that the right word, yeah. Avian?
Well, that's why Goose has a love for zoo animals.
Goose. I love the monkeys.
How do we not bring up gooses? Geese?
Well, yeah, we keep them. Away.
Gooses?
I like the monkeys because they shit in the cup and they throw it at you. Remember? Pee in the cup and they throw it at
you. Oh, my God.
In doing my somewhat research for this interview today, I noticed that Zach listed his five favorite albums of all time, and one of them was a Yacht Rock record. Is that? Are you?
Why not?
Are you a big Yacht Rock fan?
Love it.
Name two Yacht Rock songs.
Well, who doesn't love Yacht Rock?
But to make your top five?
Okay, here you go. Any Yacht Rock. You got Andrew Gold.
I don't even know.
What about Pablo Cruz?
Pablo Cruz is great too.
There you go.
You got here Christopher Cross, Sailing.
I love Christopher
and
Cross.
And Sealing.
Like
how about some Ambrosia?
Ambrosia's a good one.
A little Hall
there
of Notes.
Slayer.
A little Hall of Notes.
Yeah. Baby Come Back.
Slayer.
Player.
I thought it was Slayer.
We did a Yacht Rock Name That Tune on the show, and Jay fucking destroyed me.
That's what I'm saying. I love the Yacht Rock.
Ace. Oh yeah, that's Zach's jam.
10cc.
Hall & Oates. This has some. There's some Yacht Rock in the Hall & Oates.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Ambrosia. That's actually.
Jerry Rafferty.
Wow.
What about Exile?
Exile's a great one.
10cc.
Which one?
Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald's another good one. Then there was the
Crowded House.
Crowded House. No, I don't put that in the Yacht Rock category. No.
I just hear it all the time.
There was a term which I liked. It was Yacht.
Venom?
Yacht or not.
Kronos.
Early years.
I don't know what that was a big debate on the show. What quantifies Yacht Rock? It's a hard
Toto question. Is on Yacht Rock.
Toto, yeah.
Africa.
Hold the Line is not, but Africa is.
Africa's on it.
Yeah, Africa, but not Hold the Line. Hold the Line's on a Yacht Rock song.
Nah, that's too cool.
No, I'll tell you what other Toto song is on there. I'll be over you.
Oh, I remember that song.
That was another hit.
Yeah.
But that could be on Yacht Rock as well.
Yeah. And then you said also Elton John, which I think that's a surprising one.
I don't know if I no. I no Elton.
You not as a Yacht Rock, but not Yacht Rock. Not as Yacht Rock.
No, but, I, but
on your top
on my
five.
Top five, without a doubt. Yeah. Elton John, greatest hits, man.
That's pretty wild. I don't sometimes people shit on the idea of greatest hits being an album of your top five. Because it's like cheating.
Yeah, but I mean, but I had Sabbath. We sold our souls for rock and roll. Was my first Sabbath.
You didn't have England, Dan, John Ford Coley.
Yeah.
But you would get the greatest. Somebody's going to get you the greatest hits because if that's your introduction to Billy Joel or whatever, it's all on there.
I had Air Supply's greatest hits. It was my first CD ever bought.
Really?
Yeah. How about that? Top that in the feminine category right there.
I keep that a secret.
That's when you're breeding now for male because you got to stick up for yourself out in the streets.
With your apple.
People are saying,
what is it?
He listens to Air Supply and they come up to kick your ass. You can learn how to fight real quick.
You know, it's funny. So when I used to play that, it was in college. And my next door, like the dorm, they say, you know, you usually play some great music in your room. So then he goes, what the fuck is up with the Air Supply? Like, why are you playing that? I was like, I fucking like Air Supply. Who doesn't like Air Supply?
I fuck a turkey to it.
I fuck the kitchen ham in it. What do you mean?
And also,
that's why it just brings out the alpha.
The alpha.
You said
the alfalfa.
Sprouts, that is.
Exactly.
I'm going to get so goofy now, but I've been growing my own sprouts to try and be healthy. Shannon, too. Shannon, how do you like your sprouts?
I thought you were just going to say you're going to do an alfalfa.
You know, he's trying to poison you.
No, I love them. I feel like they're a bunch I really don't like.
Yeah, I like the broccoli the most and the lentil.
The those radish are my... is like spicy and weird.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
I don't like it.
It's amazing how healthy and good it is. You grow your own sprouts, everybody. Good for you.
Yep.
Very easy to do.
And you can fuck them.
And you can fuck them. Put them down in your pants.
They sprout up.
Something sprouts up.
I'm on a steady diet of beef. And Barbie Wild. That's right, Mrs. Wild.
I think she's still here. Is she still here? Oh, boy. She's going to love
that's
that.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. That's my preferred protein source.
What I find impressive.
Start dividing the assets, Zach.
I love that she has zero patience for you. I love it. Yeah. I love it very much.
I don't want to fool you. She can't keep her hands off me.
Especially now that you're all svelte.
Wait, she chokes him every day.
Between choke me and punching me out.
She can't keep her hands off me.
Connecting with knuckle sandwiches.
Can't blame her. Yeah.
It's also funny that you said when you were a child that Ozzy scared the shit out of you.
Without a doubt.
That's pretty wild.
No, he used to be under my bed. He'd come out like
literally.
It was terrible.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
How old were you when you got first introduced to the world of Sabbath and Ozzy?
I was probably, I remember, maybe about 11, maybe. Mm-hmm. I remember my buddy Tommy, he was making a skull. It was like a jawless skull, Scully, that we use now, right? Mm-hmm. With Black Label. And we had skull, it was a jawless skull with a lightning bolt going through, and it said Black Sabbath 666. And I was just like, Tom, what is that? He just goes, oh, it's this rock band my older brother listens to. I was like, oh, cool. I'll have to check it out. So, like I said, I ended up putting a record on. My mom said I could get a record. And, mm-hmm. you know, when we were at the mall at James Way or wherever we were at the time. So, ended up getting, we sold our souls for rock and roll because it's a double album.
Yeah.
Greatest hits once again. Mm-hmm. So, you See? Know, so there you go. So I ended up putting it on. And like I said in that interview, I was Catholic when I put the record on. Halfway through the record, I became a full-blown Satanist. After I got done with the second LP, I converted back to Catholicism just so I could thank God for creating Black Sabbath. Goose, what do you think of that?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Thank you, thank you. Somebody in the thing wrote, why didn't he just thank Black Sabbath? It's a joke, bro. Somebody goes like this. They go, what? Is that Christian? They go, yeah. He's with the most satanic branch of Christianity. He's Catholic. That's what somebody wrote on one thing. That's nice.
That's nice.
So the question with the Pantera reunion coming.
Yes.
Right? Did you expect some of the people, because so many people, like you just said now, people will find things to complain about all the time about anything.
JD does that every time. Not when I pick up a guitar, when I actually walk in a room.
But did you expect people to be annoyed that you're using the term reunion and not tribute? Did that something that you expected to happen or no?
Actually, JD said, you should be so upset you should want to kill yourself. He goes, you know, I got a couple sharp knives over at my house if you want to come over.
Just get the job done properly.
Between JD and Barbara Ann, I'm surprised you're still alive.
I got to be honest with you as well. But you know what? I get great pleasure and annoying them. So that's the reason why I stay alive. I remember one day.
He'll live forever.
So I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there with our son, Hendrix, our second son. And I remember I was just sitting. Barb was doing dishes or she was doing something. And she was just trying to get something done. And I was like, kept grabbing her. And she goes, Zach, all right, that's enough. That's enough. And I just grabbed her again. She goes, you're starting to annoy me. You're annoying me now, okay? And then Hendrix goes, Mom, that's what he does. He annoys.
He was like seven.
And I go, Uncle JD, do you have anything to say to that? And JD just goes, He's pretty much spot on.
Yeah. He's right.
How did, by the way, how did you two guys meet?
Oh my God.
Massage parlor.
Yeah, I was working. Giving the massage.
I was working one night. It was late. Zach came in.
Yeah.
No, man. We were like playing the same club
in Jersey.
Close Encounters. I heard about Zach, this guitar player, and I just went down to the club and saw him. And
he said, "Wow, he sucks even more than you said he did."
So I was like, I left, and then. Then about 10 years later, he got back to me and called me.
Fair enough. I mean, how many years are you guys working together? It's got to be, before Black Label, right? You were still...
Yeah. Well, we were 18 when we met. Right?
God damn it.
37 years or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You still find each other beautiful.
It really is awesome.
Yeah. That is wild.
He annoys.
It really is wild. It is crazy to say that you're with. It's a rare thing that you'd be.
Yeah, I guess.
That I'm still friends with him.
But you know, it's crazy. Well, that's even rare. But I mean, but you know, it's so funny, though, man. I mean, like, no more tears. It's like. 30-year anniversary or something.
Yeah,
that it's like
91,
30,
right?
34 years ago, whatever, No Rest for the Wicked came out, and then it was like me and JD talking about like us knowing each other since we were like 17 at my mom and dad's house. You know, like we call it the Three Princeton Drive Sessions because we made a cassette recording of us back then.
Mm-hmm. Wailing.
And it's like, I mean, like even my dad, when he turned 80, mm-hmm. he was like, well... Boys, you only turn 40 twice. You know, like, but even my father at 80, he was like looking at pictures of World War II, all the guys that he went with in his squadron, at, like when they invaded Omaha Beach and everything mm-hmm. like that. He was going, this guy's still alive. This guy died. This guy got his brains blown out. This guy here died of cancer years later. This guy's still alive. You know, like dad was pointing out all the guys that he knew or passed away. Uh-huh. And he goes, this guy was hilarious. This guy was great. Or whatever. And my dad goes, this doesn't seem that long ago. Like, you know, to my dad, like he was just like, I can't believe, I know it was 40 years, 50 years ago. But my dad just like, it does not seem.
No. Yeah, but he never met JD.
Yeah. Oh, he loved me. What are you talking about?
It is crazy now that we're all in our 50s, I believe, right? And
What you want.
To talk about things that happened 40 years ago. Like I have friends since I'm 10 that I know for 40 years. It's hard to believe that, like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that was 40 years ago. It's so fucking hard to believe.
No, it really, I mean, it really is. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, like when we're on the road and like when we're out for 6 weeks, we're just laughing. Before we even start, I go, yep. I go, we'll be looking at each other and it'll be like two shows left. And then when we're looking on the list, checking them off, I go, well, we'll be up on stage going. And the running joke is like, even if we have like, if there's three in a row or whatever, mm-hmm. when we get up for that third set, it just like, while we're behind the Kabuki, before the Kabuki drops and Zeppelin and Sabbath are on, and it's just like, we're looking at each other. I go, well, here we go, the third set. You know, I mean, like, you know, if we were doing three sets a night,
mm-hmm.
I go, it just feels like we just got off stage.
Yeah, it's
and I mean, we were just, and it's just like, it just blows by.
Yeah, Sundays.
And I mean, like, what I always say with, like, Ozzy, whenever Oz gives me these, like, awesome Sabbath stories or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, and he's just like I'm like, Oz, you believe, like, you know, whatever, the first album's turning 50 years old or whatever, so Sabbath or Volume 4, what, he's just like, where did the time go? And, you know, like, in the fact that he's, like, before we did the football game thing with the boss, he was just like, Zach, I've known you now since, you know, I'm 55. When I joined the band, I was 19 years old.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, Ozzy's just like, where is the time gone? And I'm just, for him, like Mick Jagger and Keith, I guess Barb brought your godson down to go see him at SoFi Stadium, right? And I guess the night that they were playing there was the night that Keith and Mick met each other. And he goes, that was 60 years ago when me and Mick first, you know, me and Keith first met and whatever. And like they were just laughing about it on stage. And like 60 years, like, that's, and I'm crazy, sure to them, like you said, with your buddy, you go, it doesn't seem like right. Your buddy Andy that you've known for 40 years.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's hard to believe. Also, like, it's funny with the Stones how when they came back with Start Me Up, they were the old guys then.
Yep.
When Start Me Up came, I was like, oh, look at these old guys coming back with a hit. And they were probably 40. Yeah. But at the time, that was considered old.
Yeah.
And now it's 40 years later, and they're still as big as they ever were. It's hard to believe.
But we always laugh. Like, when another 4 years goes by, you know, like when something Black Label or whatever we're done, and we're high working on another term. Record, I go, JD, that was already a high school term away.
It's crazy, man. It didn't seem like it took, you know, that quick when we were in high school. Man.
On that, on the Black Label tip, are you already starting to think about the next record? Are you working on that, or are you just still focusing on this now?
We still got shows coming up. We still got, then we're going back out with the Anthrax boys and hopefully Jamie and the Hatebreed fellas. Yeah. So
Jamie, by the way, also on the network for those that don't know,
without a doubt, podcast
here, the Josta Show.
Love Father Jamie.
So it's funny to see a show where 2/3 of the bands playing had shows on the network. It was kind of cool.
Well, you got to get Charlie on here. Yeah. Charlie and Frankie and the guys.
Yeah, Charlie's done SDR, but they should do a podcast. He should do one. I don't know if he does.
And Carlo.
Yeah, they should. For sure, they should.
I didn't even recognize Jamie. He had hair.
Yeah, Jamie has hair now.
Yeah,
hair. So weird.
Like.
And a full beard. Shit, he looks. Did he still have his full beard? It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
He's the combination of Robert Redford meets Tony Robbins, and now UConn Jack.
Yeah, he is.
Or is that UConn Cornelius?
Totally.
And you guys are doing in October the Kiss Cruise, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it your first one?
First
Kiss Cruise.
I've never done one of those.
But JD,
have you done the Kiss Cruise?
JD, that's his band. That was his gateway
in.
Gateway job, band. Yep.
That was.
What, Kiss?
Yeah.
I mean,
Kiss
think.
Kiss Destroyer.
In the, I think SDR is on the air now 7 years. We were doing shows for 7 years. And we ask bands, as you guys know, because you've done the show, your first experience, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. We always ask the first show you ever went to. 80% of rock stars, Kiss is the first show they went to.
Wow. I only saw them recently.
Oh, really?
I saw them too. I was too young as a kid. They wouldn't let me go. Yeah.
I saw them with Scotty. I think we went to see them at Jones Beach. I forgot what year that was, but it was way later than it should have been.
Yeah.
I mean, first concert I ever saw was Mob Rules with Dio at the Spectrum.
Wow.
And we went down there, and all I remember is we took the bus down there. So that was 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were 14.
Yeah.
So we went down there, and our parents let us.
You
no parents.
A bus?
Yes, we got on the bus by ourselves.
Really? And they let you go?
Yes.
Wow. That's big back then, especially. Wow. Yeah.
So I think we might have went chaperone might have been.
Somebody had to buy beer.
We had my buddy Anthony had a Lizzie, me, I think my buddy Mike, and then, but this one girl went. But all I remember is we ended up at. We missed the bus home, and I remember we had to wait to take something, and I remember Anthony's younger brother going, Dad's going to break your leg when you get home. But I remember we were at this house, and I remember it was like a squatter's house, and I remember, you know, like the only thing in the fridge was like a piece of lettuce and some ketchup. But I remember, you know, it was just a drug riddle.
Yeah.
Now that the Ozzy record came out, right, and did ridiculously well. I think it's the highest charting record he's had in something like 25
years. Since 1923.
A lot of great special guests on that show. Clapton's on there. Jeff Beck is on there. You're on a half a dozen of the tracks. Is that about right?
Well, I was on the whole thing, and they said, just let's get somebody that can really play guitar.
We want this thing to have success.
Album to do well. Take a batch of him off of there.
Get him out.
Those you recorded not in a studio, right? You record those at home and send them in? How did that work?
Yeah, I did it at the Vatican. You know, I mean, I just was like... Andrew came up one day at the Vatican. He was like, Zach, you mind if I call? I said, dude, come on up, and then we'll just knock this out at the house. You know, whatever you need me to, you know, a little less ketchup on this, a little more mustard on that, some more Tabasco on this, mm-hmm. whatever you need.
Caramelized onion.
You know, some onions, some fried onions, you know what I mean? Whatever you need. Cool. But, Yeah, so it was cake. That's, you know, cool. What I mean? So, you know, put a soul on this one, a soul on that. Yeah, no problem.
So you weren't, because I didn't do my due diligence. Were you? Did you write anything on that record or not?
No,
on this one?
It was all done. Like when I did that Rockstar movie, just like everything's done. It's just like all you got to do is color it. Color by number. You know what I'm saying? Just color, put some colors on that thing. And JD's just like, how about we just do it like black and white, no color? How about that? If he's going to be involved.
We had recently, what's his name, Mealy from Steelheart, Mealy, and he told me this, and I never heard this before.
Oh, Mikey,
but
Mealy.
He goes by, back to his Greek name, Mealy. That there was an actual show planned for the Steel Dragon crew, and it got fucked up because of COVID. Is that true?
Well, I think they were talking about doing, even when we were going to do the movie.
Well, that I know. That was supposed to happen, well, but I mean, then 9/11 happened.
They could have done a whole thing, a tour like how you do like the Trans-Siberian Orchestra thing. You know, where you put this thing together, get the make-believe pretend band together. I mean, you could do clips from the movie or whatever. Right. I mean, I'm just saying. But the whole thing is, there was talks about that from the beginning.
That was in the beginning. But I'm saying he said that at one point right before COVID, it was going to happen for like the 20th anniversary of the movie, whatever the fuck it is.
Gotcha.
Were you involved? No. Were you aware of that?
Maybe they were putting it together. I'm sure they would have probably reached out to everybody, you know, that was involved in the movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it was just, but no, I had a blast doing that thing. That was a lot of fun. Everybody was super cool. I mean, Mike's awesome. And, you know, I mean, everybody that did the movie, but it was just, I saw some clips of it and they were telling Mike and probably Jeff Scott, so like, we're going to have it so Mark, in the beginning, it was just like, have it so Mark did the vocals.
Yeah, they pretended, you know, so, by the way, he even pretended that he was singing in the interviews. He said it was him singing.
Yeah, I mean, we'll put it this way. If we're all in on it, we'll just go, and me and JD vocals, no problem. Yeah. Just say, hey, JD, Zach, I heard you guys are doing vocals. It's like, no, that's all Mark, man. I'm just saying.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's whatever the story is, and that's what we're sticking to, then no problem. I could care less.
And I've told the story on the show.
I heard that was Mark playing all the solos. I go, you know, you're damn right.
Amazing,
it was Mark.
He's a very good guitar player. On the premiere for that, I think I told this on the show, but in L.A., we were all there for the premiere, and Jason Bonham wasn't feeling good, so he told me, you could take my limo to the premieres. I'm not going to go to the after party. So I took his limo, and I guess they tell you, the license plate, which celebrities in which limo. So when I got out of the car, they all thought I was Jason Bonham, which I look nothing like him. But I get out of the car.
You look exactly like Jason.
People were screaming, Jason, and taking pictures. I'm like, that's not me, man. I'm not him. I don't look anything like him.
Wow.
So stupid.
That is so
not
awesome.
English.
Somewhere there's a picture of me with Jason Bonham getting out of the car. I was like, it's not me.
That is awesome.
So stupid.
You got to love it.
Yeah.
All right, before we go any further, if you are a car guy, or you know someone that's a car guy, or you want to be a car guy, check out rockauto.com for everything auto parts. They've been in the business for 20 years, and they have everything you could possibly want for your car. While prices might be rising all over the country and places are low on stock, not at rockauto.com. They have the auto part you need at the best possible, reliably low prices. rockauto.com. If you've got a used car, it's probably gone up in value because the car market is hot. Check out rockauto.com. Maybe find things to tweak it out, make it work even more. Or if you're just a dude that works at an auto shop or you just like working on your own car, you know you could find everything you're looking for at rockauto.com. No haggling over prices. They just know they got the best possible prices, so there's not even a discount code. Just tell them you heard about them on the SDR show. It's rockauto.com with all the auto parts you need at amazing low, low prices. RockAuto.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Now, I get to keep going back to it because it is fascinating. I read that you're going to be using Dime's gear. Is that true or is that not true?
Well, no. I think they have Grady down there, and Grady took care of Dime forever. So I think they're going to be there, whatever. I mean, whatever pedals or things that specific thing Dime used in his rig.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Grady's there, like, I'm here to help out or whatever, you know?
So. And they announced the first three shows already, which is coming up in December. Are you fully versed on the catalog already, or?
But yeah, I mean, I'll talk with the guys in a group chat, and it's just like, everybody has their list of homework they got to do, and that's, and then we're all hooking up in November.
You're hooking up in November to start?
Over at Phil's, and then we're going to do, you know, everybody get together and just start going over the songs.
It's pretty wild.
JD and I are doing an Air Supply reunion.
Yeah, you should. By the way, I'll send you my dream playlist if you don't mind.
Yes. Please do.
Yeah, please. There's only
Donnie. Nobody's supposed to know yet. Oh.
That would be cool.
Nobody watches this.
That's true.
That's not nice of you. By the way, right now, I saw this today. I think we
JD said it's going to be awesome. And I said, why is that, Goosey? He goes, because you're not involved with it.
Well, he's like, I'll play anything you want as long as Zach's not in. Air supply it is. That's fine.
Yeah.
So now what's on deck for the right? I saying a couple of Black Label shows maybe going to South America, right?
That's, no, we're definitely going. Definitely. Yeah, we got South America from the 12th to the 23rd.
Yeah.
And then is Black Label dormant for the rest of the year after that? Or
no. We have the Kiss Cruise.
The Kiss Cruise.
Kiss Cruise, and then we got...
And then, yeah.
After December, show. I think either February, we're talking about going back out the whole month of February with Anthrax and Hatebreed again.
Really? All right, yeah. So that tour's doing well. It's a great lineup. It was really awesome. It was really wild to see.
Yeah, the whole tour was great.
Yeah, so have you've done a tour with Anthrax before with as Black Label?
No, we've all known each other forever. Right. So just a matter of it's a matter of time before we're all going to get together.
We were talking your wife and I outside about the roast that you did years ago.
Right? Oh yeah.
And we have been talking off air, so I'm going to say this on air because why not?
When Barb went down on William Shatner.
Yeah, that was wild. And that you filmed
that
it.
That was the best.
I can't believe they aired that.
Yes. Yeah. That was amazing.
We're working on potentially doing one for Halford because after he did SDR, he asked us to help put it together. So we're working on that maybe for next year. And I'm Don's in, and I want you to be in for that.
Of course.
I think that'd be fucking hilarious.
Of course.
You can work on your...
That's great.
Everyone loves the metal god.
Yeah, the metal god. It's only two
Bob
metal
Rob's gods. The man.
It'd be pretty wild to happen.
Totally.
JD could be your writer.
Would that help? Definitely could help.
And but you as well.
That's right.
I got the best.
Yeah.
I think
in Jersey, anyway.
The best at the table, maybe. Yeah.
And just to bring it back to Wild Goose, how are you guys enjoying doing a podcast together? I mean, you're really just always talking.
I love it. JD hates it, but I mean, I love it.
If I had somebody else, I might like it more.
Have you tried to audition other people?
I did. I actually did, but nobody came through.
Barb's always on about auditioning other husbands.
Nothing's come up yet.
Other hosts. That's all I'm used to.
We'll get there.
It's funny. I'm trying to think. You're going to have a 12th Black. I mean, it's amazing to say that Black Label's been together for so fucking long.
Yeah, man.
I can't imagine that you thought, you know, however many, you said 25 years later, that this is still going on. It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
No, I mean, once again, it gets 25, then it'll be at 30. And I go, remember when we were sitting with Ralph talking about 25 years ago? And you go, yeah, Zach, that was 5 years ago already.
It went by in a blink.
Another high school term. God.
Is it gone already?
Yeah, 5 years? So you had to repeat a 10th grade if it was a 5 year?
I went to summer school. I didn't have
to. Some of the time I went.
All right, Don, before we wrap, you have any other questions for the boys?
What about Zach Sabbath? You got to squeeze one of those
I'm
in.
Sure, and JD was in that as well. Whenever Blasco wants to take a break, he's like, you know what? I'm going to stay home for a little while, take care of the cats. Call up the goose.
You know what? By the way, I realize a friend of you guys all know. Let's bring him in. Scotty, come in here. I want you to come in for a second.
Scotty.
Yeah, JD's the affordable Blasco.
The affordable Blasco.
The low rent.
Low rent Blasco.
You know, no tattoos. I got everything. You know.
Scotty's going to sit here. Scotty worked with me on
what's up, buddy?
My old radio show for years.
DHA.
Then on DHA, and he had a show for years called Metal Mania.
Yep.
And every
Scotty Evil.
Scoot up close to Don.
Scoot up close to Don. Move that way. So this is what happens. Anytime a metal dude comes on the show, right? He will listen, and then he'll text me afterwards. How come you didn't ask this? How come you didn't ask that? And then it makes me feel stupid. So we have.
How many times have you actually stolen my questions?
Oh, all the time.
When we would do pre-prep.
We did an interview once with from Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, right? And he told me we're going to do the question, and he goes, "You know, we should ask him this, whatever it was." So my first question was that, and then I turned to Tim, was like, "You fucking took my question."
No. The best part was at the end of the interview, you go, "Scott, do you want to add anything?" And he looks at me, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, "He asked everything that I gave. I got freaking nothing, and you just left me hanging there."
Well, that's why I get paid the big bucks.
Why Dave Mustaine hated my ass day.
So, anything you were going to say? Why didn't Ralph ask this before we wrap?
Wasn't listening. I've been talking to Barbara Ann the whole time.
Bitch.
Now, I just want to know what the hell took so long, man. That's my only thing.
With
getting the Pantera tribute reunion, however you guys are referring to it.
Know.
I mean, it just feels like it took.
I have nothing to do with it. I mean, my whole thing is it's just like.
You were asked recently, you were asked and you said, of course. Is that how it happened?
No, I'm friends with the guys. It's just like, it'd be like if Noel Redding and Mitch Mitchell were going to do a tribute to Jimmy, mm-hmm. and they go, let's call Eric Clapton up and go, Eric, would you sing and play Jimmy's stuff? We're going to put this tribute thing together. It's just like, of course, Eric would, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Just let me know when you want to do it.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, it's just like any of the things. It's like when we do Experience Hendrix, mm-hmm. or we do anything like that, it's just like, would you guys like to go out and honor Jimi Hendrix? It's like, yeah. And why wouldn't we? You know, so, yeah, of course. I mean, it's just, I'm going to be honored. So, I mean, it's just like, even if it was a festival they were putting together and they wanted Black Label to come up and have Phil sing, and right. they're gonna have all the different bands up there. You know, Lamb of God, Black Label, Anthrax, and all the bands are gonna play a Pantera song, and you know Phil's gonna sing. Of course we'd be.
I mean,
involved.
That happened.
Why wouldn't we be involved?
That yeah. sort of happened on the Motorhead cruise. Remember that? That was like a magical moment when we did four. You did four songs on the Motorhead cruise. However many years ago that was, there was like a mini Pantera set. Do you remember that? You played that a little bit, I think.
Well, no, I didn't play on that thing.
You didn't play that? You were. No. I thought you did. Who played on that? I don't know why.
We were doing acoustic things and stuff like that, but I didn't play on that. But, I mean, you know, it's just, but with Black Label, we were out actually, with Down.
Yeah. Phil actually played with us.
He needed you.
That's when the fentanyl kicked in. Yeah, so, yeah. You know. But, I mean, no, but with Black Label in 2014, we were out with on the catacombs of the Black Vatican tour. We had... it was Down and Black Label were out, and then we had, you know, and then we had Phil and Rex come out when we played the PlayStation Theater out here.
Oh yeah,
in New York, and then you know we were like Rex came out.
No,
and then,
Rex was in Dallas.
Dallas,
because I played. We
in
played,
New York.
We played on Broken, and yes. Phil sang with us like every night or whatever, however many times we did it.
Didn't somebody?
But Rex sat in that night in Dallas.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm just saying it was like. You know, if we got invited to do a tribute thing, like when we do the Dime Bash or whatever, you know, like Zach Sabbath played it at one of the readers, was like, guys, would you want to blast go, Zach, you want to come down and do it? It's like, of course we would. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, support our brother and represent him.
I just got to imagine it's got to be, I mean, dude, you've been playing these songs. You know these songs. You jammed with Dime so many times. And you guys were so close.
No, but I don't know the songs, man. I mean, me and JD are saying, I don't. It's just like telling Dime going, if Dime had to play a bunch of No More Tears solo and Mama Coming Home and Miracle Man and Perry Mason and play Suicide Messiah, it'd be like, oh, you must know Zach's stuff. He's like, no, I don't know any of Zach's stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's my buddy, but I don't know any of his stuff. So, you know, but...
Even when you go out for a new Black Label tour and you're putting the set list together, you'd probably need a refresher for all the songs.
Yeah, I mean,
well.
If we're going to put songs in the set that we don't know, of course. Yeah.
And also,
you know, White Christmas, Free Birds, Stay Away.
You ever hear Kiss Singing White Christmas? I have that somewhere. Kiss Singing White Christmas? Remember
we
supported?
Oh, God, yeah. So it's about a one-minute clip.
Yeah, one minute of Kiss Singing White Christmas
on
stage.
They did that in Roseland Ballroom.
Yeah, I have that somewhere. When you do a new Black Label record, because you talked about studio time before, and I wanted to ask, and I just forgot to ask this before, do you go in with the album already written out, or you go into a studio and you just fucking jam and see if songs come together?
Well, there's always that. That always happens. But, I mean, no, this last one we did was the easiest. I just, like, tracked everything before the guys came out.
Mm-hmm. All the guitar parts.
Yeah, all the guitar parts to
all
a
the
click.
Rhythms.
Mm-hmm. And that was it. And then, so this way, when Goose and Jeff came out, it was just like... All you got to do is just listen to it and then
2 minutes.
Do your thing.
That's cool.
Everybody's got to work their magic and then JD mixes the thing and then.
And how do you?
And
how
we're
are
done.
You, how are you guys working the Air Supply reunion? Are you working tracks separately or how are you doing that?
Well, we'll figure it out when we get home later.
All right, makes sense. All right, let's go around the room and do plugs. Don, you want to hold up your cute little.
Terrorizing Telemarketers Volume
my
7.
Cute little thing.
you want me to hold my cute
little
thing?
Let me rip this thing out.
Let's do the CD instead. Thank You, Everybody. Debuted at number one on the comedy charts. Men in their mid-50s making prank calls.
How
God
hard
bless
is that
America.
To do now? Do you have to, what is it, *6-7 to block your number so they don't call you back? Or?
No, we want them to call.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no. They're calling you.
We're on the
when
police
call
list.
You, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not taking, you're not no, doing outbound calls. These are inbound
these
calls.
These are telemarketers.
Okay, I got you.
And so we get revenge.
I like it. I like that very much. Okay, and you boys, do you want to plug maybe the Wild Goose podcast or something? I don't
plug
know.
Plug it up, Zach.
Well, we got the Wild Goose podcast. We just did one with Father Steve Bye, the one and only, and our fearless leader of Generation X. And trying to think, we got we're playing Aftershock on the 9th in Sacramento, Aftershock Festival. And then after that, we're heading down to South America. We're going to Brazil.
Yep, eight shows in Brazil.
Eight shows with the Brazilian chapter.
Yep.
And then the Kiss Cruise.
And the Kiss Cruise, we're looking forward to that. Yep. Those cruises are always a good time. And then after that, we're talking about going out in February with...
back with Anthrax and Hatebreed.
Back out with Anthrax and the Hatebreed fellas.
Yeah, I like that better because it's too fucking hot. And when I saw you guys last time, I was miserable. Oh, my God.
At the Coney Island show?
I couldn't take it. Oh, my God. Also,
it was hot, man.
You would think on the water there'd be some sort of fucking breeze, there was nothing.
It was still air and it was humid.
Oh, I couldn't take it. I hated it so much. All right, Shannon, your plugs, please.
Now you know how JD feels every night. He's got to stand next to me.
I'm glad you felt my pain.
Nothing but hot air.
But Mom, that's what he does. He annoys. Yes.
Shannon, your plugs?
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982 and listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding, we talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. We have all sorts of interesting guests come on, and they tell their own stories about their worst date experience, a time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
Well, you know what? Maybe later we'll get into a street fight, the four of us, and see what happens.
Street sword fight.
Scotty, why not? Why don't you do some plugs?
Oh, I get to plug something?
You get to plug something. Scotty, man, how long do I know you? I know you.
I want to plug something.
We know almost 20
years. Kitchen ham.
Almost 20 years.
20 years, I know. Scotty, 20 fucking years. It's crazy.
It's too long. We're old.
We didn't ask everybody if they believe in ghosts.
Oh, didn't we ask them last time?
I don't think so.
Maybe we never did. You're right.
No, we did.
We did ask them last time we were on the show.
With Carmen Apiece.
With Carmen
Miranda.
With Carmen Apiece Miranda.
With Carrie Peace. Carrie Peace is his name. How about we'll ask Scotty?
We had Kamala Harris, the drummer, on.
Kamala Harris. Scotty, we're going to ask if Scotty, don't answer the question. Don't answer the question because we did it with them. I remember Carmine had an answer. Everyone has to vote whether or not Scotty believes or doesn't believe in ghosts, even though we have nothing to base it on, really, because he only talked for a minute or two.
Yeah.
Does Scotty believe in ghosts? I'm going to go with a hard no.
Yes.
JD, you say yes?
What's that, brother?
Does Scotty believe in ghosts?
Do you believe in ghosts?
What do you think?
I think it's time to wrap this show up. Well, I'm hard, so I'm going to go with a no.
Oh, you're going to
no. I do.
You do believe in ghosts?
Yes. I got it.
See? Damn.
Something's wrong.
I love Casper.
I believe in ghosts. Follow me on Instagram and come to the Captain.
Well, say your Instagram. You need to say follow me on Instagram.
No, let me ask you this.
Here's
a good question. Here's a legitimate question.
For Carmen Miranda?
Let's think about this.
One?
This won't be legit.
If you're an atheist and you don't believe in anything, do you believe in ghosts or spirits? Because then you don't believe in any of it.
100% no.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What about apparitions?
No, I would say atheists don't.
That's the difference. That's what I'm saying.
Just a big aborigines?
Yeah.
Hold on, Shannon.
I've seen an
aborigine ghost.
I've seen them.
I have had people on my show that claim to be atheists that have had experiences that they can't explain.
That makes no sense then.
So, but they're not saying that they know what the
thing is. But then that's agnostic.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in that, then you don't believe in spirits.
Right, but I'd say then you're agnostic. You're not atheist, you're agnostic. That's what
I'm just saying you don't believe in anything. We turn into worm food and that's it.
Yeah.
JD would turn into a delicious ham sandwich.
that was previously fucked by CC DeVille.
I take that back. Let's just be real. Last name Mike DeServio. This is a delicious meatball and lasagna sandwich right
That's
here.
What I'm going to turn into.
Meanwhile, a meatball and lasagna sandwich does not sound delicious to me. Sounds too carby. I don't know.
Well, you'll definitely go to sleep after you eat that. Sure.
All right, Father Scotty, say your Instagram.
Scott Evil Radio and Pod on Instagram.
Radio and Pod?
Yeah.
It's a long fucking Instagram.
It's what I had to do.
All right, fair enough. Follow me everywhere at I Am Ralph Sutton. My other podcast on health and wellness called Good Sugar Podcast. We're opening up our first location on 3rd Avenue and 69th Street in November. It's nice. Currently number 50 in health and wellness on iTunes. And just follow that when it comes out every single Monday. Guys, thank you so much for coming on. Everyone in the studio, thank you so much. We'll let you. Pick a song. We add a song every week.
Do it, Ghost Attack!
What's that?
We add a song every week to the sdrshow.com/playlist. Any song that's coming to mind want people to hear. Who was it that picked that bizarre fucking song? Was it, who was it that hit? It was such
what
a weird...
What about Kiss, man? What about
Alan Tudyk picked a really weird song. That was really weird.
How about...
What's the one that I was saying that... We were saying the riff, don't... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, Parasite's one. That's good.
Parasite,
baby.
Parasite.
I will add Parasite to the playlist.
That riff is heavy.
Amazing.
Funny. The first time he said it, it sounded like more was like na 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 na. I was like, that doesn't sound very rock and roll. All right, we'll see all you next time.
That's the beginnings of Rush.
Yeah, totally.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.
Yeah, you are.
Listening to the SDR Show.